What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to jump in on our devotional today, Abraham and Lot. Scripture is going to be found in Genesis 15:6, reading from the New King. He believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Love it. In Genesis chapters 12 and 13, God took Abraham to a new land, and Abraham took Lot. Abraham gave Lot livestock, but after a little while, the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot started fighting over the grazing land. So Abraham told Lot to choose whether he wanted the east land or the west land, and Abraham would take the opposite. One was very green and lush, and the other was desert. So without even seeking the Lord, Lot chose the green land. Without even praying, that's the land that Lot chose. And without praying, some people are just going to choose what seems right by appearance. We rely a lot on our own knowledge instead of seeking out the wisdom of God. But looks can be deceiving. And Lot's choice ended up destroying his whole family. The inhabitants of the land he chose, Sodom and Gomorrah, were crooked and corrupt, and they ended up in destruction by God. Without prayer, one bad decision that looks good can cause incredible damage. We need to stop making decisions because something appears good to our senses. Ask the Lord what he wants you to do. The further thought question is, if God leads you into the desert, do you trust that he's still going to be with you and bless you? And are you willing to follow God no matter what? Really great, great topic. We kind of hit on it with Solomon, right? Solomon went to the top of the mountain. He was worshiping at the high places. Originally, it was to the Lord, right? Still questionable behavior. Still not the way God told him to do it. But that compromise comes in, that flesh comes in, and you start doing things outside of what the Father wants. It wasn't enough to be called sin, but it wasn't really the way God wanted it. And it's so easy in life, like our natural disposition of flesh is to do things without the Father's counsel and to just operate any way we want. Do you know how many times I sit down of these people? I call them wanderers. They're amazing people. They don't want to be tied down by anything. There's a little tiny attribute that seems attractive to these people, but they're never effective. They float from one place to the next. They don't really know where home is, meaning they've never been accountable. They go from one place to the next. They're never really submitted everywhere. Man, I see them. We met with a few folks a couple weeks ago. Oh, just wanderers, man. People are just lost in their wandering. And somehow in their mind, it appears that they're faith-filled. It doesn't take faith to just float around with no accountability on whatever the wind blows. No. Man, I don't make a move without bathing it in prayer. I don't make major life moves without fathers and mothers in my life spiritually. You just don't do that kind of stuff. And so when I think of Abraham and Lot, I think of a crazy story about people who, you know, it's everybody's going for what's attractive now, right? That's why, like, linking up with me is sometimes difficult for young people because they want instant gratification. They want stages now, crowds now. No, we're picking dark cities and we're planting churches. That's what we're doing. We're going to unreached people groups. We're pioneering moves of God. It might take you 10 to 20 years to feel satisfaction, but we're plowing. That's hard for this generation. They don't commit themselves to something. They just want what appears good. It appears better to be in a bigger church. Appears better to be in some Bible school somewhere. That's great. Go for it. Because eventually you're going to have to face accountability and endurance and, you know, faithfulness and diligence. You can't get out of it. And so, you know, when I think Abraham Lot, I think of it, it's just so classic of people that just make decisions because you think because there's green grass, God's behind that green. He's not behind that green, right? So it's the kind of the opposite, kind of goes in line with what we've been talking about the last couple of days, right? If it's difficult, it doesn't mean God's not with you. But on the other end, if it's full of green, it doesn't mean God's in it. Hear me out. Everyone's quick to say it's difficult, God's not with me. Who's going to look around and go, okay, see, when there's no options, everybody seems to be doing great. It's, you pick one door, right? In the early days of ministry, one opportunity, one church calling. Yeah, I didn't have to pray about opportunities. In the early days, if you called me, it was God. Not today. I literally get a handful of invitations every week to preach. I ain't got time for this. I love everybody. All my friends around the world, I love them. When I can, like tonight, I'm so honored to preach, and God already gave me a word. It's going to be incredible. But I can't. I'm just not. I'm planting churches, and I'm speaking in our campuses, and I'm birthing movements. I just can't. I'm not a traveling evangelist. So, but in the early days, any phone call was like, oh, it's the Lord, honey. We got another invitation. No, you have to get to a point in your life where options are prayed through. And just because that job is there doesn't mean it's yours. Just because that opportunity is there doesn't mean it's yours. You need to pray. Because behind door number one, although the door's lit up and fancy and gold and bronze this, that door will destroy you for generations. And so we need to be careful that we're not making decisions outside of fellowship with the Lord. And what we do is bathing in prayer, fasting, submitting to leadership. So I think it's a very good subject today. Take inventory again. Look, that's why we do these things. Is there doors you're trying to go through that you shouldn't? Because that's why God's put us here to tell you this. Is there things that you're facing? Open our eyes, Lord. Father, I pray today that you would give discernment to everybody listening, that we would know what the Holy Spirit is saying. If it's green, show us if it's you. If it's still green and it's not you, Lord, reveal it to us. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you on Friday. Love y'all.